a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good afternoon. The South Dakota Senate will now come to order, and leading us in our prayer today is Pastor Paul Bly, and our page leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's flag is Willow Pretends Eagle from Dupree.
Let us pray. Almighty God, King of the universe, we come before you with thankful hearts for all your goodness, loving kindness, and generosity. We are humbled by the honor that you have bestowed on us for caring for your beautiful creation, including all of the people of South Dakota. Help us, we pray, to do so with wisdom and careful discernment. Bless these leaders of our state that they may know your will and have the courage to do it. Lord, as these legislators gather here to do their work, they leave precious families and communities back home, and we lift them up for well-being and comfort and peace. Oh, gracious God, we pray also for those who work so diligently behind the scenes for our common welfare. Keep them in your tender care and give them a sense of true teamwork and fulfillment in their work. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein, Bukalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Ewing, Frerichs, Heineman, Holeen, Hunhoff, Jensen, Johnston, Jones, Kirkby, Krebs, Lederman, Lucas, Maher, Monroe, Norstrup, Olson, Umdahl, Otten, Peters, Rampelberg, Rabe, Roden, Sohold, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Van Gerpen, Valley, Welke, White. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedures respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the second day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Corey Brown, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senator Rampelberg, will you please come forward?
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution
of the United States and the Constitution of the State of South Dakota, and will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of interim, according to the best of my ability. I'm signing that and give it up. Thank you.
Reports of select committees.
Senator Olson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the joint rules of the 87th legislative session be adopted as the joint rules of the 88th legislative session with changes as found on page 18 of the Senate Journal.
Second.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. I'm in error. That's a roll call. The secretary, please call the roll. We're getting a lot of reverb on this. Okay.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Bagalka.
Aye.
Bradford. Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Howleen?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Kirkby?
Aye.
Krebs? Lederman?
Aye.
Lucas?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nordstrom?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Here. Aye.
Welke?
Here.
Aye.
Would you excuse
me? White?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are ayes. Mr. President, there are ayes 34, excused 1.
Senator Olson's motion, having received a majority vote of the members elect, as well as one individual who's present, is carried.
Senator Olson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arrangement for legislative days for the 88th legislative session, as found on page 19 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Second.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Olson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the arrangement of a memorial service for deceased members, as found on page 19 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Second. All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Olson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to fixing the compensation of elected and appointed officers and employees of the Senate as found on page 20 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Second.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying, just a second, this is Tom. Senator Olson's motion has been made and seconded regarding appointed officers and employees of the Senate to receive compensation under the Constitution. That is a roll call vote. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Bagalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown. Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holleen.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkby.
Aye.
Krebs. Oh. Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrom.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, 34 ayes, 1 excuse.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senator Olson's motion having received motion had a second on compensation, having received majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. The report is adopted.
Senator Olson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to distribution of the official directory as found on page 21 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Aye. All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Olson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to securing chaplains for the 88th session as found on page 20 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Motions and resolutions.
Senator Olson moves that the temporary Senate rules of the 88th legislative session be adopted as the permanent Senate rules of the 88th legislative session.
Aye. For roll call vote, all those in favor of that motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll. Stand by. Senator Olson and I were discussing along with Senator Brown so that you understand these are the Senate rules. You're discussing and voted on the permanent joint rules. Now, these are the Senate rules. For those who are new and you happen to have a red book, those would be the yellow rules that we're talking about now. There were no proposed changes to these on behalf of your Procedures Committee, your Legislative Procedures Committee. So the motion, again, is Senator Olson's motion that the temporary Senate rules of the 88th legislative session be adopted as the permanent Senate rules. And what that means, and I was going pretty fast earlier, what this means, though, is there were no changes to the Senate rules that you'll see from the last legislative session. And so those that you see will not change. There were some changes, as I think a number of you know, on the joint ones that were highlighted when they were read in, and so you could have more conversation about that. Any questions? Thank you. So, Secretary, please call the roll on this motion.
Edelstein.
Aye.
Legalka.
Aye.
Bradford. Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holleen.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkby.
Aye.
Krebs. Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Narstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rabe.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Thalley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, 34 ayes, 1 excused.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senator Olson's motion, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the Senate rules are so adopted.
Senator Olson moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1 o'clock p.m. on January 11th, the fourth legislative day.
Aye. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Yeah, we took them all.
What do you have?
We took the memorial. I missed the memorial. Yes, we did. Okay. Now I have messages.
This is the first reading of Senate bills. For the visitors and the individuals listening, obviously we're at the beginning of the session. We have a number of bills filed. The Constitution requires that the bills and their numbers and title be read in open session because it was before we had computers, so that you could keep track of it with pencil and paper or pen and paper. So it'll look strange. We'll have people standing talking at the same time, but we'll immediately put those on the computer along with the assignments made by the President Pro Tem. First reading.
Senate Bill No. 59, an act to prohibit the disposal of certain oil and gas field waste. Senate Bill No. 57, an act to define a biodiesel producer and bulk plant operator and revise certain statutory references and to make certain form and style changes regarding Motor Fuel Act tax. Senate Bill 60, an act to revise certain definitions regarding the appraisal certification program. Senate Bill No. 61, an act to allow licensed insurance agents to act as consultants in certain circumstances. Senate Bill 62, an act to revise certain requirements regarding when an insurer's certificate of authority may be revoked. Senate Bill No. 63, an act to revise certain requirements for certified public accountants firms licensed in South Dakota. Senate Bill No. 64, an act to revise provisions regarding broker price opinions, comparative market analysis, and appraisals. Senate Bill No. 65, an act to revise certain exemptions from licensure by the Real Estate Commission. Senate Bill 66, an act to revise the style and form of certain provisions, to amend certain provisions, to streamline and clarify, and to repeal certain obsolete and unnecessary provisions pertaining to the Real Estate Commission. Senate Bill 67, an act to revise the requirements for health maintenance organizations. Senate Bill 73, an act to repeal certain provisions requiring wholesalers to purchase alcoholic beverages from brand owners agents, or other wholesalers.
Thank you very much. The President announces the following assignments to Agriculture and Natural Resources, Senate Bill 59, to Commerce, Senate Bills 57, 80, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, and 73, to Education, Senate Bill 71, to Health and Human Services, Senate Bills 68, 69, and 72, to State Affairs, Senate Bill 56, Taxation 54, 55, 58, and Transportation, Senate Bill 53. Messages. We'll revert to Order of Business 7 on messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the joint rules for the two houses for the 88th legislative session. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of arranging legislative days for members, officers, and employees of the House and Senate. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to setting the compensation schedule for the elective and appointed officers and members of the 88th legislative session. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, Senate and House journals, bills, and other legislative printing. Also, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of securing chaplains for the 88th legislative session. Also, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the Senate and House. Respectfully submitted, Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
We've cleared the decks. Any announcements?
Mr. President?
Yes.
Senator
Hunoff, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Reminder, Health and Human Services will be meeting tomorrow morning. We will have an update on the prescription drug database implementation and also an update on the insurance exchange.
Thank you. Senator Roden.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate State Affairs tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. Thank you.
10 o'clock. Senator White.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow morning on appropriations, we're having public hearings on health and Department of Environment and Natural Resources.
Health and DENR.
That's right.
Thank you. Senator Valley.
Thank you. Tomorrow morning, 7:45, Transportation Committee, we will have the Secretary of Transportation and also the Secretary of Revenue and the Division of Motor Vehicles there. So, 7:45. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Senator Maher.
Senate tax tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, Department of Revenue.
Tax 10 o'clock tomorrow. Any other announcements? Senator Sutton.
Personal privilege?
Granted.
We have a member of the body that has a birthday today.
No, I actually had that written down. Is it 40th? 40th birthday.
I think it's 39.
39. Actually.
Just keeps getting better with age, but I know that he's a good friend to a lot of people here. He's a very good friend of mine. I got to, he was in my district the last 2 years, and then now we have the delight of serving with him in the best side of the Capitol, I would say. And so I just want everybody to give Mr. Lucas a round of applause for making it to 62 years old.
Well, we won't tell anybody. Happy birthday. Senator Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you to all the other senators in this esteemed body. A while back in the 90s when I served over in the House, we had Representative Dick Brown, who used to lead everybody in happy birthday song whenever a representative had a birthday. I think at that time the House was known as the singers and the Senate was known as the dancers, so they don't dance anymore or sing anymore. I guess we just all dance, and I know I'm new here, so I'll have to pick up the steps on this side of the body. So thank you all.
And that actually, for those of us who had the privilege of serving in the House of Representatives, is why we do not sing here. There is a Medicaid expansion and the discussion of that as it interrelates with health reform at 412 as soon as the House adjourns too, and that's in room 412. And it'll be a packed House, so if you're interested, be up there. The Department of Social Services will be making that presentation along with Ms. Deb Bowman. Any other announcements? Senator Frerichs.
Thank you. Just call folks' attention to the Cultural Heritage Center open house up there. Sometimes we get busy with things after session and forget about those little neat opportunities. I realize the library also has open house, but that Cultural Heritage Center is just such a neat building, and especially for the new folks, please go up there and check out the building that is carved within the side of the hill, and it's a neat opportunity. Thank you.
It's really interesting, too. If you've never been up there, you'll see a horse-drawn carriage that Dave Bondi used to use growing up.
Ouch.
Any other announcements? I want to let you know, thankfully, within this body and throughout the Capitol, we have a lot of individuals who have healthcare backgrounds, and especially here in this body. People are coughing and hacking, and you read about the flu. Please note that we do have a lot of hand cleaners here. For those who are new, it really is a germ factory. You're shaking hands. Don't touch your face after you've shaken hands. Wash hands. People have been, you know, for those of us who have been here a long time, there are people that get very, very sick. And so if you do get the flu, we'll ask that you stay home just like you do back home for those that haven't had the immunization shot. On behalf of the Department of Health and the governor, we'd ask that you do that. And also people who are listening, take that back, because you can still get resilience and immunization protection from that in about 10 days to 2 weeks. And it's only a matter of time. So we appreciate you taking attention. We need you here, and we need you healthy. Any further announcements? Okay. Madam Secretary, let's go.
Senator Bradford moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned.